Happy Friday the 13th, everyone. Welcome back to KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. I'm Cody. I'm back after Grateful Ed's wonderful set there from 2 to 4, and we are ready to express ourselves and talk about what's going on throughout our listening area. Well, there's always so much going on. There's a great show at Takah tonight from Joby Riccio and John Craigie. And unfortunately, Joby Riccio couldn't make it into the studio today. So we're just like wrangling around whatever artists we can connect with. And fortunately, we have someone that is playing Steve's guitars tonight in Carbondale. Lana Maud, playing with Olivia the Bard and Muggsy Faye, will be in the studio in a little while to share some songs with y'all. But we also have some artists that are touring around our area, including the one and only Lowdown Brass Band coming from Chicago. They're playing Mardi Gras this coming Tuesday up at the New Paul Jazz Center on Cooper Street in Aspen, and sounds about like one of the best things you could do on Mardi Gras night on Tuesday on February 17th. And I got to chat with Billa Camp from Lowdown Brass last week, and we're gonna start the show off with that. So let's go into that. Thanks for keeping it tuned right here to express yourself on KDNK. Hailing from Chicago, Lowdown Brass Band is a horn ensemble weaving the rhythm of the streets with conscious hip-hop, reggae, and soul. Relentlessly touring all over the country and the world, certainly no strangers to Colorado and the Rocky Mountains, here in the Roaring Fork Valley especially. They always know how to get the party going, and if you want to get out to a show and get your dance shoes on, I would highly recommend getting out to see Lowdown Brass Band. And we are honored to be on the phone with MC Billa Camp from Lowdown. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with KDNK today. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So what's going on with Lowdown Brass Band?
Oh, man, we just got back from 5 weeks in Europe touring with a group from Australia called Cat Empire. And it was a masterclass in international touring, you know. We got to, kind of see behind the curtain of a tour of that level and, the number of people that it really takes to put on a production of that size. And I'm truly grateful that we got the opportunity. They were super open and super welcoming to us, and it was just incredible, you know.
That's really cool, man. So where were you in Europe?
Oh, man, we went everywhere. From we flew into Madrid and basically drove all the way to Prague and back, and did 25 shows with them in between all of that, you know.
Whoa.
So you're talking at least 6-7 shows in Germany, 2 or 3 in Spain, Zurich, Vienna, Amsterdam, Milan. I can't even remember all the places, but Paris, London, Leeds, Bristol, Manchester, everywhere, basically.
I really appreciate y'all for bringing the love from the United States. I think it's the best thing that we have to offer to the world.
I agree.
And I know it's probably a cliche question, but what is the sentiment like over there in Europe about what's going on here in the States?
Well, when we were there, the whole ICE immigration thing had just kind of kicked off. So the news hadn't resonated with Europe yet. Like, the only way we really knew about what was going on was when we talked to our friends and family back home, and they were telling us, like, oh, this is going on. And we might see something on Instagram, but it hadn't gone full-blown, crisis like it is now. So it was new when we were there. So I don't know how they feel about it now, but when we were there, it hadn't hit yet, really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess there are a lot of outspoken people now at the Winter Olympics in Italy, and yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, we're excited that you're back home and you're about to kick off your Colorado tour. I know you guys get a lot of love here in Colorado. We certainly love you here in the Roaring Fork Valley. And you're coming to Aspen for Mardi Gras, which I think is so appropriate.
Yeah, we love it. We love Colorado. We spend a lot of time there. And we happen to have done a few Mardi Gras in Breckenridge and stuff like that. So it'll be awesome to do Mardi Gras in Aspen this year. We can't wait, you know. And I heard that the Paul Jazz Center is fairly new.
So
it's awesome to, you know, kind of be the first couple of bands in there. It's an honor.
Yeah, the Paul Jazz Center in Aspen, I was just reading about it. It just officially opened in December. I think one of my coworkers, Chris, has been up there and chatted with them and toured the place. I'm excited to see it. And, of course, you guys are a perfect band to do a Mardi Gras party there. Downtown Aspen, I think on Cooper Street. And it looks like you guys are doing like a double set too, huh?
Yeah, I checked the website also. And there's two set times, but it seems like one of the places where, I haven't been there yet, but it says the first set's at 6:30 to 7:45, and then the second set is 8:45 to 10. So when it's usually like that, I'm assuming they clear the room each show, and then a new audience comes in. So
right,
kind of jazz club, you know, style.
Yeah, that's cool. And it looks like, you know, maybe we're the final leg on the Colorado tour. I just listened to an interview you guys had with a station in Olympia, Washington last year, and you're like about to come to Colorado in February,
okay,
just like this year. And you're talking about going to Schmiggity's and Steamboat. I think that's like a fave for y'all.
Yeah. Last year, I think we went to Steamboat like four times.
Oh, that's cool.
Like one. Yeah. No, we love Steamboat. It was like once a season, you know?
You guys have collaborated with Taka in Basalt, close to here. We had a New Year's Eve party a few years ago. And you know, we've chatted before in the last few years, but I didn't actually get to see you guys live until Big B's over the Orchard place over in Paonia, that was just, you guys are so fun. I just can't say enough about y'all. If people want to get out and party and have a good time dancing with a band,
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Billa, and you bring so much spice to it, emceeing and rapping in between all the big horns in your face, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, it's funny because I have loud brass instruments on both sides of my body, so I've learned to sometimes tune out the big vibration so I can keep my concentration, you know, because they like to blow loud. So, and sometimes they like to blow right pause, they like to get loud right in my ear, so I learn how to block it out, you know.
Well, Billa, how did you get hooked up with Lowdown Brass Band in Chicago?
Yeah, so myself and the sousaphone player, Lance, were in another band for quite a while, about 7 years or so, and it was called Trio Logic. And kind of towards the end of Trio Logic, the Lowdown had started, and Lance was kind of doing both at the same time. And then once the old band, Trio Logic, dismembered, Lance kind of went full-time in the Lowdown, and I went into other projects. And then probably a couple of years later, you know, Lance was like, oh, why don't you come sit in with us for a little bit? And I was like, okay. So like one gig turned into two and then three. And then I just kind of never left and just made myself a place.
Wow. You know? And what year was that?
Man, when I joined the band, it was 2014.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
And you guys have how many members now?
We have 8 now.
That's great, man. And you guys seem really cohesive, and it's really cool to hear that you're just traveling all around Europe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know when to get out of each other's way and when somebody might need a moment, you know, because we have traveled with each other so long that we just know when it's time to, like, let me just, you know, go to the other side of somewhere where this person might need a second. And you know, it's just kind of being considerate and being aware of your teammates and colleagues and just knowing when to, you know, give them their space. And we all have an understanding because we've been in so many different situations with each other that it's kind of unspoken at this point. And, you know, we want to keep the mission going, and everybody's just respectful of everybody's time and energy. And that's kind of the key to staying together.
Yeah, right on. And like, how do you travel? Like, how will you come out to Colorado together?
Yeah, so back in the day, we used to drive out to Colorado, which is a 16-hour drive just to Denver from Chicago, you know? And then when you want to go to the mountains, that's another couple hours, you know? So, yeah. But nowadays, we usually fly to a region. So if we'll just take Colorado, for example, we just fly to Denver from Chicago, then we rent a van or 2 SUVs, and then from Denver, we drive into the mountains, and then, you know, tour around the mountains, and then drive back to Denver, and then fly back home. And that's the most efficient way we can do it at this point,
you know? That sounds like a good plan there, yeah. Well, we're talking with Billa Camp from Lowdown Brass Band from Chicago, and they're coming out to Colorado on February 12th. And we'll be here in downtown Aspen at the new Paul Jazz Aspen Snowmass Center in Aspen for Mardi Gras, for Fat Tuesday. There's one show from 6:30 to 7:45, and then another one from 8:45 to 10. And I think it's a heck of a way to spend your Mardi Gras.
Yes, sir.
So what else did I want to ask you, Billa? Are you guys working on anything in the studio lately?
Yeah. So we just basically finished up a new song called Warrior. We haven't set a release date for the single yet, but it'll be out sometime in the spring. And as for an album or anything like that, it's coming together. But we just want to stay consistent with the singles right now. And when we feel like we have a collection of songs that can express our ideas fully, then we'll put it out, you know. And the only reason we're taking the time with the album is because nowadays a lot of albums come and go, and we want to make sure we make the most out of the thoughts and ideas. So, and we don't want to give it all away at one time, and then you're just left with an empty tank, and then you you got to go create another album, and it just feels like it came and went, you know. So we just want to make sure we get the most out of, you know, the effort that we put in.
Yeah.
And the love.
And I think you guys are about as good as it gets as far as seeing a live touring band, you know. So
thank you.
I would say just keep up the good work, and we're excited that you're coming back to Colorado.
Yeah, we are too. We love it.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Billa, and we look forward to seeing you here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Yeah, Cody, I really appreciate you talking to me, man. I had a blast, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you too, and we'll see you soon.
All righty, can't wait.
All right, you guys have a great tour.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah,
bye.
Peace. All right, Billa Camp from Lowdown Brass Band from Chicago. Catch them at the new Paul Jazz Center in downtown Aspen on Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, February 17th. Let's go out with a little number from them from a few years ago. Here's their version of Ghost Town. We in the building feeling willing to. What does it mean to be free? Matter of fact, what it mean to be killing? My whole life dedicated to higher means. Graduate
occasion. No cap and gown, no cases. No one ever showed me an example. What could happen out of a PCP? Put out an APB. As long as I can sleep at night, my dreams will be my ATV. Resolving all of our problems. Can't do it all in a day. Can't be dependent on nothing. Hoping it all goes away. Till the day I'm gross, what's ready at stake? We'll say bye bye to those trying to cop the features. Got achievements in the finest feet. Ghost town highway robbery. I can read them, don't believe them. No selfish reason, just need to see. Can we make it out? Not victimized and not forget who we're supposed to be. Got some loud and it's decent. Truth be told, I'ma need that. Of course, we can stick to the protocol and take down notes from the feedback. Huh, first try, I'ma beast that. So first of all, to release that. Might die being patient, buried in the basement. Resurrect on Easter. Information, I work to use the right tools. Work hard, we need a vacation. It's so phenomenal, it's purposeful. Some so good, it's worth it though. This whole town worship cash is king, but actually it ain't worth it though. Please don't be insulted by my degree. There's many evenings I'm heated, got many reasons to be. Sometimes resort to the bottle, spirit, two drinks in the mix. Try not to make it a habit, hang up from calling it quits. This me. Freedom, don't keep them. Souls are meant to be set free, but tied down in a brainstorm when the rain's gone, but ain't overseas. This is why I don't reason with fools when it comes to achievement. Don't doubt what I'm saying, like first of all, you gotta say it out loud to believe it. Huh, what do I know either? It's a bitch, but still won't leave her till I find a replacement in the matrix.
He'll never be afraid. I said I'm tall, I look at the devil. He said, oh no, now get on my level. But I ain't scared, I punch him in. I'm about the light.
Lowdown Brass Band coming to Aspen on February 17th at the Paul Jazz Center downtown for a Mardi Gras set, two sets, so check them out. And next up, we have a very special artist that's coming to International Guitar Night at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen on February 27th. That's a Friday in a couple weeks. And we are so lucky to chat with the ukulele virtuoso from Hawaii, Taimani. Stay tuned. Taimani, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be a part of this big tour and this show coming up and feeling great.
Good. So has the International Guitar Night Tour already started?
Yes, it's been going on for about 3 weeks now. So we've had about 10 shows. I'm currently in Oregon and Beaverton. We've got a show tonight here and then Corvallis, and then we're headed out to Montana. So yeah, I'd say we're about one third through the tour.
Wow. I just was looking at the schedule and saw you were going to be playing in Beaverton, Oregon tonight. And yeah, it looks like quite a jam-packed schedule, like you're just traveling and touring all of the time.
Yep. There's definitely never a dull moment. I had my first day off yesterday, which was glorious. and so ready to get back on and start the tour again.
Well, we're in Carbondale, Colorado, and you will be playing at the famous Wheeler Opera House up in Aspen on February 27th. The show starts at 7:30, And I wasn't able to make it last year, but I've heard from everyone that attended last year that it's just an incredible showcase. And, you know, it looks like you and three other musicians, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just looks like an incredible showcase. And I really look forward to seeing you and the other performers.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, International Guitar Night has been going for about 27 years now. And I think what people like about it is that there's four different musicians with completely different styles from all over the world, international, of course. And, you know, we all do our little bit, you know, so maybe like 10 minutes each. And so the audience really gets like a taste of each musician, and then the second half of the show we start doing duets and quartets together, and it's really fun to be able to see all the different types of styles coming together. And we just met each other 3 weeks ago and put the show together, and so it's been really, really fun to, you know, meet these people and put these shows together.
So, yeah, what does that feel like of the synergy that is happening with playing together now?
Yeah, it's been great. So I'm the first ukulele player they've ever had on International Guitar Night, which is really cool. And then there is a guy from Russia and Germany, Alex Misko, who plays fingerstyle guitar very in a modern, unique way. And then we have a classical guitarist, Thu Le, from Vietnam. And then we have this incredible flamenco fingerstyle guitarist as well, who is from Brazil. So it's just a really cool way to put these shows together. You know, we kind of hunkered down in the first 2 days of the tour to put the show together, to, you know, come up with these duets and quartets, and it's been really, really good. You know, we've all figured out the parts that we can kind of play, and it's fun.
Nice. Well, Taimani, mm-hmm. can you tell us about where you grew up and when you started playing music?
Sure. So I'm born and raised on the island of Oahu in Hawaii, and I've been playing the ukulele since I was 5 years old. It just, you know, like if the ukulele is kind of like the instrument in everyone's house, almost like a guitar is, but we live in Hawaii, so that's the ukulele. And so I grew up playing the ukulele, had many different teachers, and I played on the streets of Waikiki busking. And then one of the singers from the Don Ho show, Don Ho was a legendary singer in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He invited me to play for him, and he liked what I did and, you know, kind of took me under his wing. And that really started my career off at the age of 13. And I started playing in his show every night in Waikiki. And he introduced me to the luau shows in Waikiki and then the corporate. And at that time, you know, ukulele was also exploding all around the world of people just, you know, learning about this instrument. And so there was ukulele festivals all over the world. So I started traveling with it. And, you know, it really has a lot to offer. And, you know, I play flamenco, I play classic rock and classical on this instrument, which I think is kind of unique. And that's what I do. And I've been doing it for about 31 years now.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Well, anyone that, you know, if you look up her name, Taimane, I've seen some videos, and yeah, completely mind-blowing ukulele playing of like rock song, you know, like heavy metal kind of solos and stuff like that. And yeah, like how long have you been doing that?
Well, you know, I really did get into, like you said, heavy metal. So some System of a Down. I think I started getting into that maybe like 5 years ago. I love classical music, and there's just this really special connection with classical and heavy metal. I'm not quite sure why. It's like the same scales, but they're very, very similar. And so they just really marry well together. And so because I love classical, I started playing some of the metal too, and it just works really nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's absolutely incredible to watch. And I, you know, there, like you said, ukulele has become very popular in, you know, the past couple decades. And a lot of beginner musicians pick it up to learn to play strings. And so it's just incredible to watch the finger work that you do with the ukulele, you know, and like the sky's the limit. It looks like you can do just about anything with it.
Thank you. And you're right. I love what you said, that like it is also very easy to start playing the ukulele. You know, it's like a friendly instrument that like if anyone wanted to try and play music, the ukulele is like a very friendly instrument to start. But then also you can take it to like, you know, a crazy amount of finger style playing too. But that's what I love about the ukulele too, is it's like this friendly, you know, accessible instrument that I think anyone can feel like they can play music on.
And you've just taken it to a whole other level. And yeah. I just want to ask you, like, I kind of geek out on the actual instruments, and what kind of ukulele do you play, or do you know the person that made it? Or
sure. Yeah, so I play a custom tenor-sized ukulele. So there's four different sizes of an ukulele. There's like the smallest, soprano, and then it goes to the biggest, which is baritone. The tenor is the second biggest ukulele, and I think that's really nicer because there's more space to really, you know, play on the fretboard. And then I have a five string, which is kind of unique. Most ukuleles are only four strings, or you can even double them up to an eight string, kind of like a six string guitar can be a 12 string guitar because you just double it up. Mm-hmm. So you can do the same with the ukulele, but I took out the other ones and I only left one extra string. So it's a five string, and I have two low G strings, which kind of complements the flamenco style of playing. It gives it more of a lower balance sound on the ukulele, since most ukuleles, I'm sure you know, is more of like the higher pitched,
yeah,
trebly sound. Yes, but the ukulele can be lowered. I lowered some of the strings, so it gives it a unique sound.
Oh, very cool.
Wow. Thank you.
And are you still residing in Oahu?
I am. I love living in Oahu, and yep, born and raised there, but I'm traveling all over the place and touring, and it's always nice to come back home to Hawaii.
Yeah. And yeah, it seems like you are actively touring throughout all of the years. And what is the scene like? What does it feel like when you're home?
To be home? Oh, it's great. You know, it really reminds me of like the local style of ukulele playing, and you know, really just the aloha spirit. And I think that's very much tied to this instrument. And so being able to be back home and like jamming with my local friends, it kind of like rekindles that air for me. And you know, I'm such a foodie too, like the poke bowls. I just miss the poke bowls so much. And so that's always the first thing that I eat when I get back is the raw fish for sure.
You're making me really jealous. I used to live on, I've lived on Maui and Big Island, and haven't lived on, I left in 2009 actually to come here. So yeah, the Pokeball, that's the bomb. Yeah.
Yeah. The Pokeballs and the Sam with the bees, you know?
And boy, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we are so excited for you to come here to the Roaring Fork Valley International Guitar Night. Is at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen on February 27th. And I would highly recommend going to the Wheeler and getting tickets to this, because Taimani and the other musicians are absolutely phenomenal. And yeah, we're rooting for you. I know it's a lot of work being out on the road, but thank you for what you're sharing with the world.
Thank you. And I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, having all of these audience and people coming up to us and coming to our shows, like that really makes it worth it for all of the, you know, touring can be a grind, but to be able to meet everyone and who comes down to our shows, it really makes it worth it for us. So also thank you so much for, you know, having me on this interview, and really appreciate it. I hope I can share some of that old, you know, Hawaii energy with you when we're there.
Yeah, and hopefully someday you'll be able to come to the KDNK studio down here in Carbondale. Yeah, it's been an honor chatting with you today.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, it's been great, and I hope to make it down there. Thank you.
And have a great show, Cody. Tonight in Oregon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, and we look forward to it'll be my first time in Aspen, actually. So excited to see what Aspen's about, and we'll see you guys soon.
It's a crazy place, but you know, it's very special of where it's placed in the mountains. It has a magical energy, so I'm sure you'll vibe with it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Cody.
Thanks, Daimani. We look forward to you bringing the Aloha spirit.
All right. I'll see you then. Talk soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Aloha. Bye.
Ooh la la. Taimani coming from Oahu, Hawaii. And once again, she'll be at International Guitar Night at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen on February 27th. That's a Friday. And three other really amazing string pickers, guitarists. I guess they are guitarists. She's the only ukulele player. Anyway, we have a very special artist in the studio live now. Yay! And I don't know exactly where are you coming from today?
Where do I hail from? I come from the earth. I'm coming from Carbondale at the moment. I'm from Michigan. I've been here just under a year.
This is Lena Maud, yeah, who is playing at Steve's Guitars tonight.
Sure am.
With Olivia the Bard, yes, and Muggsy Faye, uh-huh, right? Longtime locals. Let's shut the door. It's getting kind of noisy out there.
I got it.
Thank you.
Got long arms. And Erin Strawberry will be there too, emceeing a bit.
Oh, right. Yeah. And she has definitely been here in the Katie and Kay studio as well.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So how's it going, Lana?
Excellent. I'm feeling good. Enjoying getting into the music scene in this area. Because I'm a newbie here, so I feel honored to play at Steve's Guitars.
Have you done this before at Steve's?
Just once, yeah. Olivia and Muggsy and I did like a fundraiser event a few months back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right on. Well, what pulled you into this valley?
So I kind of took off from Michigan in the winter of 24-25 and was a personal tour of Change Everything You Know. So I just kind of hit the road from my house and was like, I'm outie, and wandered around and landed here where my cousin lives, and have been staying around this area since then with a little in and out. Yeah, I like the artsy vibe mixed with the sporty vibe. It's pretty
unique,
actually.
Do you do sporty things?
Oh, yeah. I love to ski.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and this area is full of people that are creative but also want to get outside a lot.
Yeah.
Which is, it's pretty unique to have a whole community that's really, like, gathered together around that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well put, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you said you've done this before. How did you hook up with Olivia and Muggsy?
I just like to walk around and talk to people. I'm really hard to miss. I'm like, 6 foot girl that wears really weird clothes and like, hello. I'm like, gonna force people to meet me. No, I'm kidding. Hi, how are you? Do you play music? I would love to play music with you.
Well, you just reminded me that I met you at a record sale, cassette tape sale thing. I think it was like a Bonedale thrift.
Yeah.
Themed
First
Friday,
yeah,
in the summer or something.
Yes.
And with Michaela and, yeah, lovely, mm-hmm, folks. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there was heady ping pong and there was thrift stores. Katie and Kay was selling records, lots of them, lots of CDs. Harkening back to the days of CDs now that we're 2026. Oh, no more CDs. No.
So, Lana, what are you doing musically these days? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, like most of us, we kind of relegate the things we love most to the side for most of our lives, you know? So it's the first time in my life I'm just 100% going for music. So it's basically my world surrounding that at the moment. And it's just a matter of rewiring, if that makes any sense. You got to rewire a lot of things.
Yeah.
Personal, environmentally, what you do to make money come in the door. And so I'm working on new albums, recording. You know, you got to put your EPK together because you got to be all fancy, you know, so people are like, oh, really? She looks legit.
I don't know about this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all the background stuff. I mean, yeah, if you're good, you'll just get seen, right? But there's a lot of work, too, if you want to book gigs and everything like that. You have to present yourself, so that's kind of where I'm at.
And where do you do your recording?
I do some at my house. Most everything I've done is DIY, basically.
Good.
Or just people I knew that had a little home studio and things like that. And I still want to keep in that flavor a bit, but maybe people who have produced a bit more, get a little more instrumentation in there. put more thought into it. I've always been kind of hodgepodge, DIY, last minute.
Well, you know, a lot of times that ends up being my favorite kind of stuff that stands out compared to all of the, like, really produced
stuff. Yeah, know? I don't think I'll ever be polished in that sense, because I know what you're talking about. I mean, no offense by this, but Christian rock has that vibe the most. It's like so polished.
Well, I can't tell the difference between said Christian rock or just like Nashville country music, you know.
I can.
Sorry, we're not.
I don't want to call everybody else sterile. Yeah, we're not. But, no, I'm kidding.
Trying to criticize no, anyone out kidding. There. But,
no, I'm just messy. That's what it comes down to.
Well, okay. Let's
like to make jokes.
Let's go into like what is turning your crank lately. Like what is sparking you creatively? Like what are you working on?
Yeah, I'm working on an album called Tender, and it's confessional folk, like I said, with more instrumentation. I'm hoping to pop some trumpet and French horn in there, because I used to play those for grade school, you know, and fill them out. And so, and there's a couple other albums worth of content, but that's the first one I'm working on. And then I'll move into more of these experimental ambient pop songs that I have, and fleshing those out once I get a little more of the straightforward band style going, because the last thing I did was a DIY tape with my sister, who's a drummer, and her partner, who's a bass player, and we just recorded it in their house, and that was the last tape I released, was that piece. So now I want to keep going with it. I'm just trying to, you know, like, make it rain with the album releases.
So, that's great. Well, thank you so much for being in the studio with us at KDNK today. Lana Maud, she's at Steve's Guitars in downtown Carbondale tonight,
with
8 p.m. Olivia the Bard and Muggsy Faye, longtime local favorites. And you say 8 p.m. Uh-huh. Start of the show.
Yeah, they like you to get there 15 minutes early, I guess. It's a $20 cover.
It'll fill up.
Yeah, it's a lovely place.
Get that couch.
Get that couch. You gotta get there early to get that couch, though.
Well, Lana, you have your guitar, and would you like to share a song with us?
Yeah. Since I'm not organized, I'm just going to share one off of my new album, Tender. Because I don't believe in hiding things. I just can't. So this one's called Cuckoo, like the bird. Cuckoo?
Yeah.
Cuckoo. All right, here it goes. Can you hear it? All right. Before, twice before, thrice before, four times to bow and open the barrier door. Once was simmered and simpering to the core. I want it, I watch it, I need it, I lose it. I hold out a hand and hope you will hold it, but I know that isn't the way anymore. Was want to be wise, triple dipped, then surprised to summon up courage seen in other people's eyes, while dilly-dallying lacks about the fire in mine. And I a cuckoo calls, and the cuckoo still sings those spring tunes. And yoo-hoo low and yoo-hoo high, it's how life moves. Percolates and resounds in the sea, the breeze, the trees, the leaves, and melody held holy in the good old dirty ground. In measure, in time, oh, a place in rhyme, a homey kitchen phrase and a well-placed chime, an embroidered shirt and a coffee for a dime. It's then, it's now, it's all around. Oh, reasons to love, to hold dear, laugh aloud. Oh, can't you feel? somehow. And the cuckoo calls, and the cuckoo still sings those spring tunes. And yoo-hoo, low, yoo-hoo, high, it's how life moves. And the cuckoo calls, and the cuckoo still sings those spring tunes. And yoo-hoo, low, and yoo-hoo, high, it's how life moves.
Cuckoo. Lena Maud, live in studio today at KDNK. She'll be at Steve's Guitars in downtown Carbondale tonight with Olivia the Bard and Muggsy Faye. Do you want to just keep on going? Do another one?
Okay, ready? Let's keep it going. All right, this one's called Reverie. And it's about a very special spot in Michigan. So we love our waterways everywhere in the world. This one's about a special little place outside of Chevy City on Esch Road. There's Otter Creek with a multitude of birds. Call it Reverie.
Cacophony, tried a thimble and a patch to stop the bleed, a needle and a match to quell the swelling, yarrow behind my ear and a love stone round my neck. Muddied volatiles of wanting, gotta chase down the song to the bird. A step slow enough to see the throats rise and fall. A flick of feather from my hair and residue on my palms from the bridge over Otter Creek's long neck. We stood ankle deep in her sun-rich waters, listening for green herons chug-a-lug-lug-lug from a bent long neck. If a moment could last forever, I'd want it to be this one that lasts. Can't mend though with gumption and the lasso. Got a flag out, that fever on the crest, burrow in a mother's chest and cry for all the times that we would have wept. I would have wept. Babbling creek of necessity, a damsel fly grin from cheek to cheek, a hummingbird wish and a dragonfly kiss, suspense with the bated breath at the presence of all possibility. Wonders of palmistry, drawn from a font of feeling. And there the lull of the oriole's nest and a croak from the heron's throat. Oh, earth child, won't you smile and laugh with cosmic irony?
Wonderful. And two songs that are bird themed.
Yeah. Oops. I guess I'm just really into birds.
Thank you. Like, they're my favorite creatures, actually.
Pretty sweet. Yeah, they're great.
Lana Maud, she's playing at Steve's Guitars tonight. The show starts at 8 p.m. Yeah. Downtown Carbondale, 4th Street, right off of Main. And I'm so grateful that you took the time to come into the studio today.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and did y'all give a ticket away for the show already?
No. Let's do this.
Okay. Because we're one cool ticket? With it. Yeah. Or a couple, if they, like, if a couple wants to call in. Or if a single person wants to call
So
in.
Like a pair. Okay.
It could be
like
a pair.
Plus, a plus one.
You could do a plus one. Why not? Bring a friend.
Okay. So we're going to shout it out. You can give us a call at the studio line, but you got to wait until I'm off the mic and Lana's playing or we play one of her recorded songs. Tonight at Steve's Guitars in Carbondale, you can catch her and Olivia the Bard and Muggsy Faye. And you can call us at 970-963-2976 to reach the studio line to win yourself a ticket or a plus one, like Lana said.
And just give your names at the door and we'll let you in.
Lana, you are an absolute gem. Oh. I'm so honored to be here in the studio with you. I really love your style.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not good with words, but I just really like the sort of like cadence of your lyrics and the way that you sing. It's
Thank you, Cody. I appreciate it.
And the songwriting too. Yeah.
Yeah, I love writing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love writing, pen, paper, pencil.
So how often are you doing that?
Every day. I write like every day, whether it's journaling or. Like, I don't write songs every day, but I journal every day. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. We'll catch her tonight, folks. I think we should just, you can choose. We go out with Sam Galaxy.
Same Galaxy. I can play another one.
Or you just keep playing, but I'm going to have to, like, cut out at 4:59 for the Overlords.
Yeah.
So give us a call at 970-963-2976 to win some tickets to see them tonight at Steve's Guitars. And otherwise, take us out.
Okay. Let me see here.
Let's do it.
I gotta rattle my brain. Got taken by surprise. Here. I'll play this weird one.
Great.
Through you and I wouldn't blame, 'cause that's just how it'd be in a place where kisses make dreams come true.
Lena Mott, everyone. It's KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond, broadcasting at 88.1 FM and via translators K202AB at 88.3 in Glenwood Springs, K202AT at 88.3 in Aspen, K203EG at 88.5 in Basalt, K203EH at 88.5 in Redstone, K228AG at 93.5 in Leadville, K234BJ at 94.7 in Old Snowmass, K235AP at 94.9 in Thomasville, and K260BZ at 99.9 in Snowmass Village. Thanks, Lana.